everyone, this is Dr. Sudhi Mohandas from iFirst International. I'm a managing director and co-founder. I'm here for this program on podcast, and today we have a very important guest with me, Farah Diba. Hi, Farah.
Hi, Dr. Sudhi.
Good to have you here with me. We're going to be talking about something very interesting, and that's a different angle normally, when something I've not touched in for a very long time, and that's on philanthropy. And I understand that, you know, from your own experience and dealings, this is something that is rather, in some way, close to your heart. Maybe you'd like to just share with us, Farah, about philanthropy, maybe in general, and from your perspective, and also, what do you see happening in today's world of philanthropy?
Good morning, Dr. Sudhir.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you for inviting me for this session.
Yeah.
I think philanthropy, I think it's a bit overrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about things that you do from the heart.
Mm.
I believe so. I think it doesn't require labeling.
Hmm.
I think it's just a hype now that people talk about philanthropy, but I think from time immemorial in any society, in any given time, people have been doing good things in the most simplest way, like I may say. Charitable giving, giving for a cause.
Hmm.
Of not for profits, but coming from the heart, I think that is philanthropy. And I don't think we should overemphasize it, because I think we should make it natural from young. It should be become our values as such. From an individual point of view, from a child's point of view, from the family point of view, community, nation, I think philanthropy is the way a way of life. It must be a value that we have to inculcate in everybody and anybody.
That's really refreshing to hear that from you, because it's always been labeled as something that, when you say philanthropy, we are always thinking about millions and big money. But you're talking about something that could actually be coming from the heart, which means it can be in any way. Why do you think it's overrated?
I think people put too much emphasis on the structure. Of course, when you talk about millions, you know, when you talk about money, you talk about who you give donations and things like that, then the structure is important, because you need to look at the legal aspects, abuse, governance and things like that, and the responsibility of our trustees, board members, who holds the money. But philanthropy on its own is charitable giving. Right? So you could give effort, you could give your sweat and your tears, your sympathy, your empathy. So there are so many aspects of philanthropy work that could be contributed, instead of we look at, you know, the structure alone. Of course, from the legal point of view, when you'd receive money from donors, naturally there must be responsibility, accountability, and therefore the legal structure must be put in place. But having said that, over and beyond that, those charitable giving should really come from the heart, from the people who give, right down to the people who actually implement the intentions of the donor. So it's a whole chain. That's how I look at philanthropy.
And that is, again, like I said, I think I'm happy to hear this. And I think it resonates with a lot of people. But I think you've articulated it very well. What do you see some of the challenges now that you've just articulated as coming from the heart and this whole label of philanthropy? What are some of the challenges or issues that are associated with this? Do you know?
I think the abuse of power have become the challenge
abuse
to
of power
charitable
from
giving.
Who?
I think the abuse of power of the trustees themselves, from the donee. The donee is a person who received those funds, and the trust that the society has given. So that is why there's a lot of issues about accountability of trust structures, accountability of the trustees of a foundation. But I think if we look back into the real purpose of having, when we talk about structures, we talk about foundations, whether or not it is formed in Malaysia, outside Malaysia, or not a legal entity as such, it is very important that the person who received the money and implement those intentions and the mission of the of that group be able to execute it well and show to the world or to the donor themselves what good their money have done, you know. So I think that's one of the challenges. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, it's every trustees are not trustworthy, every donors are suspicious. I'm not saying that, but when it comes to giving, I believe because of that, at the end of the day, we have a lot of other foundations mushrooming on its own. You know, because they don't know where their money go to, right? And the other thing is, then you have this balance of these founders forming their own, and then you go into another issue of where do they raise the funds from, right? And then they themselves have the same problem. They face the same problem. I'm a founder. I need funds. I'm going to ask for from others. I didn't trust the one before me. Can the one in future trust me? So I think there should be some form of convention, tradition, you know, culture that has been inbuilt, whereby those who form a foundation, those who have missions, you know, that there must be a given value. Because to be honest, I don't think charitable giving is easier said than done. It's easy to give, but not to do. Right? So you can give money, but you don't want to know how the money is being handled. That's one. On the other hand, when you are the missionary yourself, right? Or you are the board of trustees and you are the engine of the foundation, for example, you have operation costs. How do you support that? Would your donors want to pay for that? So these are the things that I think before, that's why when I said that, you know, at the very basic, it is just about giving from your heart. But when it becomes millions, surely there must be accountability.
And what's happening in today's world? Is there anything, do you see changes from what it was, let's say 10 years ago, or things are just the same?
I think people are more aware about cost giving, but I think, which also means that there's more... they analyze even more and they scrutinize even more, and the expectation is higher. So the duty of trustees nowadays or council members are even more trying. I think the public need also to know that those people who have volunteered to be on the board of trustees, they need to understand this balance. Most of them did it out of their own heart, out of their own time, their own money. But maybe out of this good-heartedness, they ask for a group of people to support them. So there must be this balance of understanding, hey, you know, you're doing something good. Hey, you can help. How do we help? But how much do we check? So there's always that imbalance, you know, and then, but you will realize those who do it genuinely will last longer. The stamina is there. They are more, because it's just out of passion. Even there is no money, they will do whatever it takes to get it done. Their mission must be fulfilled. That's how I see it.
Excellent. And where do you see it moving towards the future? What is the kind of crystal ball that you have? I mean, you've seen things over the time. You say that after 10 years, people are more analytical, but do you think things will change for the better, or things will just be the same? Or what's your view of the future?
I think the newer generation, the way they think are very different than us. I think they will do things that I myself can't even imagine. Because 20 years ago, we don't have, I don't know how to even use social media, crowdfunding, you know, to help a particular cause. But if you see now, with so little money, even some of them start with 10 ringgit with crowdfunding, and they've helped others. So I think that is highly commendable. I don't think we need to put a label. There must be a particular organization and all that. But with so little, but with a lot of us, you could also achieve a lot of things.
So that sounds as if it's going to be, it seems to be moving forward. I understand you'll be organizing a event, so.
We are.
Okay, that's good. And I think that when that actually happens, we hope to hear from you on a little bit more about that. Well, thank you very much, Farah, for your help and also being there, okay? And giving you perspectives in terms of philanthropy. I mean, I think that's very refreshing indeed. With that, thank you very much, everyone. Join in to www.iFirst International for further podcasts on whatever we have in terms of those who are experts in the nonprofit world. Thank you. Bye.